Russia's COVID-19 surge is something the authorities can no longer ignore. Each day this week has produced record numbers of infections and deaths, forcing the return of some restrictions. Russians themselves are having to reckon with a low vaccination rate and high levels of misinformation.
It's a very sensitive issue, a burning issue for all healthcare workers, because we read what's on social media and see the most negative information coming from our country's citizens regarding vaccination.
At hospital number 23 in the city of Nizhny Novgorod, the ICU is full of COVID patients, most unvaccinated. Only a third of the population has taken up the offer of a Russian-made jab. Russia was the first country to announce a vaccine last year, but public mistrust, largely dating back to the Soviet era, has kept many people away.
They came for our grandma. She was 83. She died right away after catching it. She wasn't vaccinated. I'm begging all the Russians, please get vaccinated, because it's really dreadful and dangerous.
President Putin has ordered offices to close for a week at the beginning of November, the first national restrictions since the early months of the pandemic last year. Wider lockdown measures have been announced for the capital, Moscow, with a vaccine passport system being introduced in St. Petersburg. But the new measures, along with renewed appeals to get vaccinated, come in the face of widespread public apathy.
Until we can tackle the root cause, the driver of this rise in cases, nothing will change. And that's the mandatory mask wearing and its vaccination. Only these two components will add up to a formula for success.
Last year's early lockdown was unpopular and drove the economy into recession. Since then, mixed messaging on state-run media has fueled public scepticism. The time may have come for the Kremlin to gamble with its approval ratings if it's to stem a rising COVID tide. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera.